This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Jobs to Move America reminds everyone that accountability is key to agreements. Jobs to Move America is a Los Angeles-based nonprofit that had a fantastic idea that was as simple and straightforward as it was dynamic. If a public agency is going to offer a contract to purchase something like major public transportation equipment, they should commit at the same time to creating jobs domestically and even locally in order to win the award. And why not? Public dollars creating public goods. The organization got an agreement initially from LA Metro to combine a jobs creation commitment with a purchase of rail cars to an American subsidiary of Canadian-based New Flyer Industries. Using the model developed by Jobs to Move America, reportedly eight other agencies, including Big Timers in New York, Chicago, and even Amtrak, have made similar deals since 2012 when LA Metro inked the first one. The agreements weren't haphazard promises of the kind cities too often make using community development block grant funds to pave the way for favored developers with vague commitments about job training or development. They had the numbers on full-time jobs and wages that would be created. The multiplier impact to the Los Angeles community was huge in the original agreement, as reported in the New York Times, with some $18 million, creating a significant advantage for New Flyer's bid. I'm not surprised, since Madeline Janis, Executive Director of Jobs to Move America, was formerly the director and spark plug for LANE, the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy, a community labor nonprofit that Acorn long respected and admired as a sister freedom fighter, innovator, and partner on living wage and community benefit agreements. Nor was I surprised to see that they'd filed suit in California courts against New Flyer when they discovered that the company had underpaid the workers employed under the manufacturing contract by as much as $1 an hour. Additionally, records reviewed by the Times and provided by the nonprofit found that the benefits package was half of what was promised. Back in the day, I've sat on panels at conferences on living wages with her and other LANE representatives, and they were always in the lead and banging the drum that an organization needed to work as hard on enforcement of an agreement as they worked to win the agreement in the beginning, which was always excellent advice, but too often either ignored or passed the interest and capacity of the original campaigns. This is a campaign that should be happening in every city. Why not make the best deal for everyone on the front end and then make sure the deal is honored on the back end? No good reason that I can think of, and Jobs to Move America has already paved the road, both coming and going. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.